Okay, Mackenzie.
Yes, Joseph.
How are you doing? This time yesterday, we did the Box of Shame, and Mackenzie, the punishment you drew out, I didn't make you draw it out, was to give out your phone number on the air, and that was, it looked like an eventful day. You were getting phone calls and text messages all throughout the show.
First of all, I was not happy about it. I literally said I would have taken tic-tac-toe face. To be honest, I just didn't want to have to go to the store and get a new number and do all the things, which I did do tomorrow or yesterday afternoon. But I got some really sweet messages. So everybody that did reach out, I'm sorry I didn't get to reply, but thank you for I got a lot of loving messages, which is really cool. I just obviously didn't want to have to change my number, which I did, but it happened. I took my punishment from the Box of Shame. I didn't think you were really going to do it, but you did.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Thanks.
Poor child did the baby bird. We got to do what it says to do, right? Come on.
Yep, that's right.
Now, what are some of the messages that you can share with us? What are some things you got?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I got so many text messages. A lot of these are people. Our listeners are hilarious, by the way. You guys are so funny. Okay, so one of them says, our high school bus driver plays your station, so now about 40-plus high schoolers have your number. You definitely need to change it, girl. we got some love from Waco, Texas. I absolutely love you. Sorry I had to text you. This one, it was so cute. Like, these are the ones I'm talking about. Hey, Mackenzie, I'm super sorry for taking your number down, but my 13-year-old son wanted me to take it down so he could text you because he has a crush on you. I have to drop him off at school. But he's been a fan, and they was talking about my little girl, Lucy. So that was, so sweet. People are dissing you, Joe.
Wait. People are dissing me? Why would you diss me?
Someone's calling you soft as creamed corn, saying that you would be able to protect yourself. Because that was the one thing I didn't want my number out there for safety. Because I don't know, I feel like people can track you down. And you're like, it's the same thing. But it's not, because you're a male and I'm a female. It's not exactly the same. There are some good ones. And then there were some really, really random ones. And then I got some interesting pictures, as you can imagine.
Did you get any D's?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, which I don't want those. Like, whoever sends me those, regardless, all the time, through whatever form, I pass. Send them. I'm not, take me off your roster. I don't want those.
Pork Chops like, well, you can't send them to this number.
Send them to Chops. I'm not into that, and I never understand what men, they solicit, what kind of response do they want for that?
I don't know, like a heart emoji or something?
No. To be honest, I actually don't want them either.
You don't?
No, I don't. I mean,
he's like only the good.
Only if I have to turn the phone sideways, then I approve.
We got some funny voicemails, though, on there. It was cool.
All right. Okay, this is the actual voicemails. All right, let's listen to the voicemails that everybody left Mackenzie yesterday when we gave out her number, because she lost Dare Dyson. That was her punishment in the Box of Shame.
Love you.
Mackenzie, immediately change your phone number. You don't supposed to give it out.
Hey, girl, you should just block all the numbers that come in. Good luck. Sorry, Mackenzie, I had to call.
Hey, Mackenzie, just want to tell you to have a nice day.
Watch you every day.
Hey, Mackenzie, I just want you to know that you should totally get back at these guys. That was a little too far. People can find you through your cell phone number. I think you should post their number to Instagram. Just wait. Patience is a virtue and revenge is delicious. Have a nice day.
Yes.
Hi, my name is NECA DK. We heard you back on the radio. Give us a call back.
Hi, just wanted to say I'm glad you guys gave out the phone number, because remember the time that Pork Chop had to get baby bird fed? That was pretty gross. And also, Pork Chop, I was the one that said the picture looked nice of you, so just want to say thank you, guys. Bye.
President Trump, I need your help. Call me back, dog.
I'll just call and see if it was the right number. I guess so. Shout out to Houston.
Woo-hoo!
All right.
Yes, I got a little mix, and that's just a sliver of the voicemails I got. So.
Yeah, I think some of them, the other ones, we probably could not play.
Yeah, so I changed my number. It's all good. But hey, I did it. The Box
of
Shame.
So if I say that your number is 317, no, just kidding, I won't do that again.
You don't get to do it anymore. But a lot of people were like, definitely, oh, here's another, a few more text messages. Your hair smells delicious.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you. I also, let's see, I am also going to keep my ears open for Joe's number, and I marked down all the digits of Pork Chops that I know so far.
Oh, no.
When I have their numbers, you can rest assured that their numbers will become public. And then the last one here just says, kill Joe.
Oh, my God. That's not funny. That is what you call a death threat?
Wow.
Yeah.
Intense.
Give me that number.